All summer long in the program, we've been asking people who work in film to talk about the movie that changed their life, including this one from one of the men behind Super Troopers.
Hi, my name's Jay Chandrasekhar, and I'm a writer-director. And the film I've chosen, which I have seen a million times, is This is Spinal Tap, directed by Rob Reiner, and it stars Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, and Harry Shearer. You know, I first saw this film in the 80s when I was in college. I was one of two guys who had a VCR in my fraternity house. I would show up and there'd be a bunch of guys sitting in my room watching some movie. And so I watched Spinal Tap, you know, hundreds of times.
We are Spinal Tap from the UK! You must be the USA!
So the plot of Spinal Tap is, it's sort of a, meant to be a classic rock documentary, or as Marty DeBerge says, a rockumentary.
I wanted to capture the sights, the sounds, the smells of a hard-working rock band on the road.
And it's going to follow the American tour of what was at one point a bigger rock band, you know, and now they're sort of a little bit on the downslope.
I have a small piece of bad news. The gig is canceled. It says Memphis show canceled due to lack of advertising funds.
The accents are flawless. The music is really good. The first song they ever played together, which is All the Way Home, and they sing an a cappella version of it.
If she's not on the 519, then I'm gonna know what sorrow means, and I'm gonna cry, cry, cry all the way home.
I mean, it's beautiful. It's like it's as good as any of the bands that came out of England in the 60s.
Fairly simple. It's about six words in the whole song. You know,
sounds like
repeating them over and over again.
My favorite scene when I first saw it, and it continues to be my favorite scene, it's David St. Hubbin's girlfriend Janine has taken over management of the band. And so this is sort of their first gig with her in charge. She ends up booking them on an Air Force base for an At Ease weekend. And they show up at the Air Force base, and Fred Willard is the Air Force liaison.
May I start by saying how thrilled we are to have you here? We are such fans of your music and all of your records. I'm not speaking of yours personally, but the whole genre, the rock and roll and stuff.
Fred Willard goes on the most amazing riff. He lays out six or seven deadpan jokes in a row, and he ends with...
These haircuts wouldn't pass military muster, believe me. Although I shouldn't talk, my hair's getting a little shaggy too. Better not get too close to you, they'll think I'm part of the band. I'm joking, of course. Shall we go in and I'll show you around?
You know, he could have stopped anywhere in that string of jokes and you'd say, yeah, that's a joke. But he ends with, I'm joking, of course, and it's just, I don't know, I just love it.
I have just one request. Would you play a couple of slow numbers so I can dance?
Working on a sex farm.
Spinal Tap influenced me, I think, specifically in making me really try to pay attention to tone. A lot of comedy films, there's the opinion, well, if it's funny, put it in. But I think you have to be more disciplined in that. I think in a film that's supposed to last an hour and a half, I think you have to really pay attention to what kind of movie you're making, what is the audience experiencing, and does this joke fit with this joke? So it requires that you monitor what jokes go in the movie. And I think Rob Reiner and those guys really, really paid attention to it.
That's writer-director Jay Chandrasekhar talking about the movie he could watch a million times. This is Spinal Tap. Chandrasekhar's new film, The Babymakers, opened in theaters this weekend.